song.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, verse number 67.
Yad asau shastram ulangya swairachari atigarhita avartata shiram kalam aghayur ashuchir malat. Yadasau shastram ulangya. Yadasau shastram ulangya. Vairacharyati garhita. Vairacharyati garhita. Avartata chiram kalam. Avartata chiram kalam. Aghayor Ashuchir Malad. Yadasau shastram ulangya. Vairacharyati garhita. Avartata chiram kalam. Aghayor Ashuchir Malad. Yadasau shastram ulangya. Vairacharyati garhita. Avartata chiram kalam. Aghayor Ashuchir Malad. Yadasau shastram ulangya.
Yadasau shastram ulangya. Swairachari agarhita. অতিগরিহিত শৈরাচারি অতিগরিহিত অবর্তত চিরং কালম অগায়ু অসুখি মলাস ডিগ্রেডেশন ফার্স্ট ডিগ্রেডেশন ইজ আনডিজায়ারেবল অ্যাসোসিয়েশন ফার্স্ট ডিগ্রেডেশন দেন নমো respect for scriptural injunction. Secondly, and then this has said that abhayu asusi to become infected with the low grade quality jaghanna punavittishya adho vachyanti Tamas. The first qualification is Satogon, second Rajogon, and the third Tamas. So they believe in the evolution. Now, in the human form of life, what is further evolution? The further illusion is that if you are giving in satogun, in goodness, then you can be promoted, elevated to the higher planetary system. Udham lakshanti sattasva. And if you give yourself in the rajogun, then you will keep within this rule of law. And if you are infected with the tamogun, then again go to dwarf life, again animal life, plant life. This is the nature's process. You cannot avoid it. You may very much proud falsely, but after death, after giving up this body, you are completely, you are already completely under the regulatory principle of nature. You cannot violate it. But if you foolishly violate, then you are preparing your next life according to your karma. Karma nāva devyona. So this man, Ajāni, by his association with the prostitute, he degraded. Therefore, it is the duty of the guardian, of the government, of the father, to protect the civilization from degradation. But nobody cares for that. Therefore, at the present moment, everything is just the degraded. Prostitution is allowed freely, bad association, and they are entering by opening liquor shops, brothels, restaurants, meat eating. How can you expect a very nice civilization? That is not possible. We are suffering the consequence of our own degraded life. So, how we can protect ourselves from degradation? The Shastra is there. Shastra, the scriptures are there. Never mind what are my scriptures you have bought. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddha or any. Every religion has got scriptures. Just as the scriptures have our Bible, the Muslims have got Quran, Hindus have got Vedas. They should arise by the injunction of the heart. Lord Krishna also recommends that we must follow the Shastri teachings. So, Krishna says, Jasastra vidhimusvijya vattate kāmadāt na siddhinsavādhati na sukhamana parāt. If you do not follow the injunction of the Shastra, then your human life is unsuccessful. No siddhi. Human life means that you stop the process of transmigration from one body to another. That is human life mission. Tapta deham punar jatma daiti. One should endeavor in such a way that you do not take again a birth in this material world. Kaptadeham punarjanmane. Because as soon as you accept any material body, either the material body of Lord Brahma or the material body of an ant, most sincere, the trouble is there. You will have to come. You cannot escape. Nunam pramatta suruti jivaram. Irresponsibly, we act pramatta, like madman, without following the Shastric injunction. That is mad. Just like a madman does not care for any instruction. He acts according to his always, that is described as Saira, Saira Chari. Saira Chari. Saira Chari means, I live according to my opinion. I don't care for anyone. That is called Vairagya. No. The laws are meant for whom and me. In all the streets, as soon as you go out from the street, immediately the law is there, kick to the right, kick to the left. And if you hide, immediately become criminal. Similarly, this is government law. Similarly, law given by the Supreme Lord. So we must follow the rules and regulations as given by God. That is religion. Dharma prasaptam bhagavat pranidam. Religion means the law which is given by God. And if you follow, then your life is successful. This is religion. Religion is not that form of it. You manufacture some religion. That's not it. It's like you cannot manufacture law. The law is given by the state, by the God. That is law. Similarly, religion means the law given by God. So therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, religion means Tad Dharmān Paritrajya Māmikam Saranam. Don't manufacture form of religion, this samaj, this religion, that, all nonsense. The only religion is how to surrender to Krishna or God. That is it. And nobody is surrendered to God, and they manufacture religion. So what is the meaning? Therefore, Bhagavad has rejected all this cheating type of dharma purjita kaitava patra paramanima sanana. Religion means for the paramanta, paramanima sanana, nimasa, masarada means envious. Everyone is envious of his friend, of his neighbor, even of his father, son. This is materialism. So this Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the first class non-envious person. Because everyone is envious. And the enviousness begins by envying Krishna or God. Then others envy. And we begin Vairagya, living hinduism. This kind of living is condemned here. Abhayu. Abhayu means sinful life. Ayu means life. Abhayu. Sinful life. Abhayu. Asuchi. Impure. Mala. Mala means material inspection. Especially Rajasu Tomo. In that sense, so one is expected to go about the dirty things. Dirty things mean greediness and lusting desire. These are dirty. Tato rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dvayastra jiva. Rajas tamo, these are the dirty qualities. And satogun is pure quality. And you have to go above satogun. Then your life is perfect. Even if you rise, elevate yourself to satogun, means a pure brahmanic aspect, sama dhamma, sattam, sautam, sitikha, jamam, jnanam, vijnanam, asitam, brahmatam, still you have to go harder. Shuddha sattva. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sattva. Then you can understand what is Krishna. So this devotional service means to go above sattva. Sagunāna samasitta itā brahma bhūyāya kalpa. material को वो प्राप्त है all the material qualities taking Prabhupada therefore a Vaishnava means he is above Prabhupada so his grammatical qualities is supposed to be included a Brahma Vaishnava is already a Brahma he is the Vaishnava the sacred strength the mark of becoming a Brahmana. Because without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can come to the platform of Vaishnava. That is the idea. Nobody should come to the platform of Shuddha Bhakta without being elevated to the Prabhupada platform. So this man, Satyagraha, you have already Satyagraha, you have son of a Brahmin who has been trained up very nicely, but because it was not Shuddha Satyagraha, therefore he failed up. Even on the Satyagraha practice. But when one is on the Shuddha Satyagraha, just like Srila Prabhupada, this man was Brahminically qualified. But as soon as he saw that a Sudrani and Sudra were engaged in lusty affairs, he fell down. But seeing the behavior of Haridas Thakur, because he was situated on the Sudra Sattva, and although he was a young man, one another young person came to the gate, he is a man in his position. Rather, he converted the prostitute to become a devotee. This is the demand in Satyagraha and Shuddha Satyagraha. If you keep yourself on the Shuddha Satyagraha, then you will be able to convert others to become devotee. Therefore, it is not difficult. It is very easy of Krishna saying, Mantra Bharatari, Bhakti Devoti Najate, Sagunana Samati Sarita, Brahma Bhuyasa. This Brahma Bhuyasa means Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti. That is also in Shuddha Bhakti form, that is liberated state. If you do not stick to devotional service, then there is chance of fall down. So without taking the devotional practice, life is very, very risky. Risky means now we can dance and love because we have got this human form of life. But after this, you do not know, unless you are very much awesome. That is, here it is said, Abhayu. Abhayu is Adami. Lived for more than 88 years. But what is the use of prolonged life? Abhayu. Just like trees, they are standing for thousands of years. Sarava Vinna Jivanti. You are trying to prolong your life by scientific methods. But what is the use of such life? This material life is self-suffering. Just like the tree, it does not do any harm to anyone. Rather, it is very hospitable. It gives shelter to the trees. They are taking fruit, they are taking branches, leaves, sometimes cutting. They're very harmless, but still there is harm, suffering. Must stand there for 5,000 years and watching heat and thinking winter, storm, sometimes fall down. Suffering is there. Even if we become a non-violent, even Gandhi, He was non-violent, very moralist. It means he was killed. You see? This is natural. You are killed by bullets. The material world may have us. So what is the use of making a prolonged life? Prolonged suffering. Therefore it says, how are you? If you live for a moment as a devotee, your life is suffering. And if you live for many thousands of years, without any Krishna consciousness, how are you? Uselessness, peace, mala, because the desire is there, kama, greediness, and lustiness is there. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is very important, scientific movement, actually. Stick to the principle, don't be uselessly like a tree, cat and dog. They have also sense pleasure. It is not that, because in human life we have got good opportunity for sense pleasure. Well, sense pleasure is offered to the monkeys and bees and dogs more than but that is it, that is life? No, that is not life. This has been discussed in Krishna Madhava. Vatrasunna kusamtu. Taravakinna jivati. This has been analyzed. No, the real life is Krishna conscious life. That is success of life. So, somewhere or other, you have come to this platform of Krishna conscious life. Stick to the principle carefully, don't fall down. Then, try to understand, respond, then life is successful. Thank you.